Today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. We're holding on the bottom of Tet Zayin of Beis in Maseches Sanhedrin, first perek Dinei Mamon Rusha. So the Mishnah continues on to say Sanhedrin Gedolai. Time we have a machlokas whether it was Shivim Ve'achad, because it was 70, the 70 that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to gather. Plus it includes Moshe Al Gabayim, and according now to Rabbi Yehuda, it's actually only 70, not 71. So now we're going to go into the Raya in order to establish their Shitot. My time in the Rabbonan, why did the Rabbonan say that it includes Moshe al Gabehem to give us 71? Because Omar Kroh, since the Torah specifies that when you call them, v'hityatvu sham imach, they shall now stand there together with you. So then that must mean that it has to be imach, together with you, including him. V'yad ba'adayim, meaning you with them. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no. That has nothing to do with the actual number of the Sanhedrin. That's talking about gathering together Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, Velakachta Otam al Ohel Moed, Vahityatzvu Sham Imach. That's a din in the Shechina, that they have to stand together with you outside of the Ohel Moed because the Shechina will be there. And we need you to be there because the Ruach is going to come, Vatzalti min Ruach Asher Alecha, so that in order for the Shechina to be Sheira on them, it has to come through Moshe. But that doesn't mean that the actual din includes Moshe. What does one have to do with the other? V'Rabbana, that's indeed a very good taina. So how can the Rabbana learn that Imach means to include Moshe in the actual number of Dayanim that pass in the din? The Rabbana say, well, you're right, but there's another pasuk. Because it then says, V'nasu itcha b'masa'am, v'lo tisa talavadecha. They will carry along with you, and you will not have to carry along. What's the pshat? Along with you. That means that it's itcha, with you, v'at v'adayim. So therefore, there's got to be 71 tainah the Rabbanan. Aha. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do with that? Smashma from there that indeed there need to be 71 for Rabbi Yehuda. He learns itcha is coming to teach me bedomim alecha, that the din is that the people that are roi for Sanhedrin have to be similar to Moshe Rabbeinu himself, meaning that they come, but we know they're yichus, they're from mishpachot miyuchasot, and they have the milas of Moshe Rabbeinu, that they have no mumim and so on, otherwise they're not roi for Sanhedrin. So Mamela, it's no basis here to say that the itcha means that it has to be including you in the number. It means that they have to go along with you. That is to say, the dayanim kesherim should be similar to Moshe. Uh-huh. So then how did the Rabbanan know that itcha means together with you in the din and to number Moshe among them? The Rabbanan say that since ve'hakel mi'alecha ve'nasu itcha nafka. The Rabbanan say, look, there's two issues over here. Because we know that the din is the domim lecha, since they're supposed to be together with you, as Yitro said. That was before we had this din of the Sanhedrin of Shiv'im. But it's at least a din in Esri Veshleisha, right? So over there it also says itcha. Itcha means that for a Sanhedrin Ketana, they have to be similar to you, which was already earlier. If that's the case, so then the Sanhedrin Gedolah, we're certainly not going to think that it's less than a Sanhedrin Ketana. So that we derive from Yitro. And the other halacha that we should add Moshe Rabbeinu to the Shivim, we derive here from the Parsha of Sanhedrin and the Kriya of the Shivim Ish. And therefore we have now 71. The story over there is fascinating because it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to call 70, and yet it says Vayisharu Shnei Anashim B'machane, that two people remained in the Machane despite the fact that there were 70 that were here. So how did there remain two people in the Machane exactly? So Yesh Omrim, first of all, it's a machlokas, what it means that they were Nishar. Some say that what it means is Yesh Omrim Bekalpi Nishtayru, not that they physically were in the Machane, but that their votes, so to speak, and it was the lots that selected, as we'll see in a moment, the Dayanim were left behind in the lottery holder, and they didn't remove them from there. What does that mean exactly? When Moshe Rabbeinu got the tzivui, which was Asfali Shivim Ish Bizikne Yisrael, I want you to collect from all of the Shvatim, there should be 70 zikeni. So that put Moshe into a real pickle, because he's thinking to himself, oh my God, what do I do now? Ketzad Ez, if I choose six from every Shevet, Evror Shisha, Mikor Shevet V'Shevet, I end up with 72. If I only take Chamisha Chamisha, Mikor Shevet V'Shevet, so then I only have 60. If I take Evror Shisha M'Shevet Zeh V'Chamisha M'Shevet Zeh, that's all I need. Arini Matil Kina Ben Ashvatim. So Maasa, he realized that the only thing to do was to choose from each Shevet equally. So he chose six. And therefore he got 72. Vevi Shevim V'Shnayim Pitakim. How would he choose out of the 72, 70 Zakenim? So he brought 72 lots. Al Shevim Katav Zakein. On 70 of them he wrote the word Zakein. And on Shnayim Iniachalak. Two of them were blank. Balalani mixed them together with a tanan bekalpi, and he put them into. How do they say in English that little thing that they turn in? No, they on the drum. Okay. Omar lahem. So then he called to them and he said, "Okay, bo itlu pitkechem. Each one of you come and choose your lots." So kol mi shalabi ado zaken. Anybody who picked up a lot that said zaken. So Moshe said to them, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, kar kitshach shamayim. You don't need me. A Kodesh Baruch Hu has chosen you. Wonderful. Mi shalabi ado chalak. If he ended up with a blank piece of paper, Moshe said, "What do you want from me? Hamakom lo chafetz b'cha. Ni ma ani aser lacha. What am I supposed to do for you? A Kodesh Baruch Hu decided he doesn't like you. You can't expect me to override him. So therefore, you'll have to be without, not joining the Sanhedrin." Kayotze. But Avana Moshe had the same, it was the same exact story with the choosing of which Bechorot are going to have to pay the Chamisha Shkalim and which ones are going to be Keneged one of the Levian. So the numbers were pretty close. They both hit 22,000, the number of Bechorot that were there, and the number of the Levian that were there. The only problem was that there was 273 extra Bechorot beyond the Levian. So now he's got to get Chamisha Shkalim out of 273. Three people. Oh my gosh. That's heavy duty. So what did he do? He did the same thing over there. He was told, "Lakachta chameshet chameshet shkalim legugolet." You have to take for the extras five per person. Amar Moshe, well, what do I do now? Ketzer ha'aselem liYisrael. Im omar lo ten li pidyoncha. Vetzei. If somebody, I come to him and I say, "Okay, look, I want five now shkalim from you." He'll say, "What are you talking about? I'm definitely one of the guys that was connected to 22,000 Leviyah. Kfar pedahani ben Levi. Find somebody else to be your sucker." So ma'asa. Hevi esrim v'shnayim alafim pitkin. So he brought 22,000.
You know, the whole
factory. V'katav aleihem ben Levi. So on 22,000 he writes a ben Levi. And then he had 273 in which he wrote Chamisha Shekalim. Balalani mixed them all together, put them in the drum, and had everybody play the game of life. Amalam, okay, tulu pitkechem. Shemish alabi ado ben Levi. Say, "Oh, you're a lucky guy. Kvar pedacha ben Levi." So now you were exchanged for ben Levi. Misha alabi ado chamisha shkalim. If he picked out a 5 shekel bill, amalo, okay, pay up. Tein pidyoncha v'tzeh. Okay, so meanwhile, getting back to the story now of the two people who were left in Machir, which of course is Eldad Obeidad. So now, that was one mandiyama. So one mandiyama says, everybody showed up. And what happened was, is that Eldad Umeidad did not take their petek out. So they were hoping that there would be 70 that were selected without them. It happened that only 68 were selected without them, and two guys got chalak. So they understood that theirs were the ones that were left inside of the kalpi. Nishtayru b'machaneh means they left theirs in the kalpi. They didn't want to be on top of other people. They said, "We're not royal." No. They literally were b'machane. They didn't show up. B'machane nishtayru b'sha'a sh'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Esfali shivim ish. Amru el dad u'midad. It's a mistake. Ein anu ru'uyin lo ta'gidula. I don't know this business. Moshe Rabbeinu choosing us is ridiculous. We're certainly not ro'uy to be members of Sanhedrin. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. O ilu mi'atetem atzmechem. Because of the fact that you had such a midah vanova, hareini mosiv gedula gedulatchem. I'm going to make you even greater than if you had come. Uma gedula osif lahem. What was the addition? Shanevim kulan nitnabu upasku. The others of the Zekenim, they got the Atzilut HaRuach from Moshe Rabbeinu, and at that moment they said, Neviut, Vehem Nitnabu Velo Pasku. But Eldad Umeidad, they continued to be Neviim. The others had that one moment of the Chalot HaRuach from the Atzilut of Moshe. And what was the neviyut that they were mitnabei? Manivua nitnabu. This is referring to Eldad, who made that continued neviyut. Amru Moshe meit. Yoshua machnis et Yisrael aretz. That Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die, and Yoshua is going to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Abachanin amar mishum Rab Eliezer. Look at the context. The context over here is the mitonini. So the complaints over here were about food, and therefore tzaliske slav ein mitnabim. They were given over the neviyut to call up the slav to come to Bnei Israel, and they said the words ali slav to bring the birds across the machane. Rev Nachman Amar, no, actually it was aliske gogo magogo you mitnabim. They were already talking about the gula tidan emelchama of gogo magogo. How do we get that? Shenemar, because we have this amazing statement at the time of Yechezkel. Ko amar Adonai Elohim, ha'ata hu asher dibarti b'yamim kadmonim b'yad avadai nevi'ei Yisrael hanibim b'yamim ahim shanim laviotcha aleihem. You must be that weirdo that I kept talking about all of these years. There's going to be this Gog who's going to come and he's going to fight Mashiach. So you're the guy, huh? And I was talking about you for years. Now we darshan that to mean not shanim, but rather shanaim. There must have been a pair of neviim. Now we don't find pairs of neviim. There's only one pair of neviim in all of the dorot. Ve'ezo hein shanaim neviim shenitnabu beperek echad nevoachat. Aviomer eldad umeidad that they're mitnabim b'machaneh. So therefore, this must be the remez at the time of Yechezkel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say la'atid lavo to Gog. From here, the Meiri says an amazing thing, which is astonishing. I mean, these guys were selected by Moshe Rabbeinu. It turned out that they, even according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon also agrees that Lamaisa, they were selected as Zakein. He's just adding that they didn't show up even. So what do you mean we're not Roy? Says the Meiri, you see from here, that you can be selected by a Navi, Alpi Adibur, and you still have to decide whether you hold your Roy. If you hold you're not Roy, then you have no right to show up.
It's once picked by a Navi,
yeah.
Not by...
Doesn't matter. They were picked by Hashem with the Goral.
So
in the same way we have a din, that you go and you have to be Mishyayetz with Yisrael, like we have in this coming week's parasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses Bezalel, he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Bnei Yisrael about Bezalel. I just said, what do you mean, tell Bnei Yisrael? If you think he's good, Im lefanecha hogun, you're asking me if I like him. And the people should say if they like, Afa Pekin, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not unless the tzibur feels that he's roy. So then that means it's the same thing with the individual. He has to feel comfortable with the minui. That's why you had a right to fight.
That's what took your brother from
7 days. Listen, yeah. He had to scare him into it in the end.
What about Yonah?
No, there he already was another. There he was not accepting his neviyas. That's something else. Anyway, but it's an amazing miracle. Mama, you say kol anavim kulam, all of the others that came at that moment nitnabu once upasku vehein eldad umeidad nitabu velo pasku. Where do you get that from, that they were pasku? Where does it say they were pasku? Minolan de pasku. Who's to say that the others were pasuk? Is it because of the fact that it uses the word vayered Hashem ba'anan vayedaber elav vayotzo min aruach asher alav, and it says vayiknoach lehem aruach vayitnabu but velo yasafu. So v'lo yasafu means not to be mosif in the Nevi'ah. Is that how you understand it? That lo yasafu has to mean that. Why can't lo yasafu mean never stop? I mean, after all, alamiyata. It's kol gadol v'lo yasaf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks on Har Sinai with a kol gadol v'lo yasaf. What does it mean, v'lo yasaf? Okinami lo yasifu. I mean, the kol of the Shechina has a hefsek. It never has a hefsek. The kol is yotze from Har Sinai constantly. And the kol mashe talmid v'chodesh is osi v'chadesh. Talmid v'osik osi v'chadesh. There's always the kol of the Shechina. So obviously, lo yasaf can mean that it doesn't end. So Okinami lo osifu. So what does it have to... How do you know to darshan it that way? We have the same question about lo yasaf l'data. We have by Yehuda. I mean, it's not clear whether it means never stopped or never continued. Elami, there it means dolo pasaku, that it doesn't stop. So how do you know to read it this way? You're right. Elahacha k'tiv vayitnabu. Hatam k'tiv mitnabim. Look at the difference. When it comes to Eldad u'Meidad, it says mitnabim b'machane. Lashon hoveh, as an ongoing process. But when it talks about the neviut of the others, it says vayitnabu. which they did once say a Neviut. So that difference shows you the difference in the use of the verb. So that means El Adumeidat Adain Mitnabim Vahochim Mashenkin. The other ones were a one-time Neviut of Ayitnabu. So now we have a machloket then as to what it is that they said. Did they say Moshe Meit v'Yoshua Machnis? Did they say Alislov? Did they say Gog u'Magog is going to come and attack Mashiach? So, Bishlam Elaman Yomer Moshe Meit. I understand. If what they were saying is that Moshe is going to die and Yoshua is going to be Machnis, that would explain why Yoshua was so upset. So, that's why Yoshua says, Adoni Moshe Kelaim, stop this. If you're saying that they were talking about Gog u'Magog, they were talking about this love. So what's getting Yoshua so nervous over here? So, let's come running to Moshe. You got to put a stop to this. Ma Adoni Moshe Kelaim. Must be the Lav Urachara. He held it wasn't Derech Eretz. What kind of business is this? In front of Moshe Rabbeinu, you're talking about Gog u'Magog. You're talking about Ali Slav. It's the equivalent of the Talmud Amorei Halacha Lifnei Rabbo. How could you do such a thing? Say, he was Mekane for the covet of Moshe, that people were saying things that it wasn't their place to say. It's not that they were talking Keneged Moshe. They were talking without Derech Eretz, which the Achronim point out is a Pella. Because the place that we learn out, that's a Talmud, that's Meira Halacha, Bifnei Rabbi, ends up dying without children, is from Yoshua, without sons, is from Yoshua. Because since Yoshua said, Adoni Moshe Klaim, he was a Talmud, that's Meira Halacha, Bifnei Rabbi. So that means it's mad to say that his taina was that they are Ketalmud, that's Meira Halacha, Bifnei Rabbi. Doesn't make any sense at all. You're being very practical, Ramon. Of course that's true. Okay, so, I mean, they answered that Enochinami. That would only go according to Madi Omar, that it was Adonai, that Moshe Meis for Yeshua Machne, that Enochinami. Doesn't make sense. Yeah. What do you mean? I think you're misunderstanding something, the way you phrased that. I have a sneaky suspicion. It means that the conclusion, and he was a Talmid Mar Aloch with name Rabbi, that is only an issue according to those who hold it was Gog u'Magog and who hold that it was the Slav. No, you're doing it again. No. The Mandi Amar who says that it's because it's a Talmud Meira Halacha Lifnei Rabbo is not the Mandi Amar who says it's Adoni Moshe Kla'im because it was Moshe Meit Ve'Yoshua Mari. So therefore it's not a Taina that he had a din of a Meira Halacha Lifnei Rabbo. Why is a different issue? You're trying to give a reason why it isn't right. But clearly the Gemara didn't hold that that was a problem. It was a Chiddush according to them that a Bnei HaNavim should have a din of a Talmud Bifnei Rabbo. That's not so partial. Right? But Lamaisa, the Rambam clearly, but that's why he says, Meishra Bet is Rabba, Shokol Nevi'im. So B'nai Nevi'im have a din of Kavod Rav to Rabban Shel Nevi'im. Okay, but that's not so posh. It seems to be here. A matter of the machlokas between the two approaches.
So in the 70, when did they do the book?
They did Nevi'ah coming directly from Meishra. That's something else. There was the Ruach that went from the hands of Meishra to them directly. That obviously is not a problem. That's why he called them there. But for them to continue to be Mitnabim, that's outrageous. They should have shut up. Now, Lamaisa, if you'll tell me, Lamandi Omar, Bishlam Lamandi Omar Hanakarte, Hainu Dichtiv, Mi Yitain Kol Am Hashem Nevi'im. That would explain if they were talking about Ali Slav, they're talking about Gog u'Magog, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, what do you care, Adarabba? The more Nevi'im, the better. But, I mean, the Flamandi Omar, they're saying Moshe Meis and Yeshua Machnis, what so? Moshe is very happy about this Nevi'im. He says, oh, Alavai, everybody should say such wonderful things. I mean, so you're telling me Moshe Meis, Minach Avinechalei, let's say, he thought this was nice? Well, they didn't say exactly what they had said. You know, they're just saying Misnabi Lamachana. But Losi Muakame, they didn't say over the whole thing. Now, when you say Kla'im, what's he supposed to do exactly? Blow them up with dynamite? Finish them off? I mean, what's Kla'im mean? Omar Le, Kla'im means Kala Me'alehem. Finish them off all on their own. Give them a job of Tzorchei Tzibur, and then they'll be so miserable, says Tesvitz, since the Shechina is only Shere the Tesvitz. So they'll never have Nevi'ahs again, because now they got to worry about their public position. So Memela, that'll take care of them. Hatel Alehem Tzorchei Tzibur, Ve'im Chali Me'alehem. That'll do them in permanently. The Maisa, it is a very significant problem that is also brought by the Akronim. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in the din of Ein Eimdim Lispalo, Ela Mitoich. So one of the din is you have to ask me Mitoich, something in my halacha that's not complex, I mean, because you're only allowed to be Eimed with Tfila Mitoich Simcha, right? And that's the way in which the Shechina, you can be Eimed Bifnei HaShechina. It has to be, Richie, it has to be Mitoich Simcha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mitoich Simcha could include an issue. issue of Tzorchei Tzibur, that also counts as a Dvar Halacha. So everybody asks, but Tosfos says over here, the reason that it's Atel Aleihem Tzorchei Tzibur is that they'll be so miserable that they won't have Nevi'ahs. So how could you say that Tzorchei Tzibur would have a din of Simcha? Kedem L'Tefillah. You see, all kinds of Tirutzim, which is maybe just a one-off. Tzorchei Tzibur is not so miserable. But L'maisa, as this is a pshat I said many years ago. I don't know if anybody said it. I said it at Sheftel Neuberger's Hofer. How do you explain the fact that here it's considered to be Simcha? And that old Darg of Meshur Rabbeinu was Klum Nasatik Chagdu Level Bishvil Yisrael? So how can you say, Tzorchei Tzibur, the dinner of the year is Hatel Aleihem? Hatel Aleihem means stick it on them. Stick it on them, they'll be miserable. It has to be, this is their mitzvahs. I compared it to the Neubergers. They can only live with Tzorchei Tzibur. So Menela, that's the... No, it's more than volunteer. It's this is your identity. Yeah. Huh? But you know, it's very interesting. They had this amazing graphologist in Hopkins, in Baltimore. I don't know if you ever heard this place. It's astonishing myself. And the Bochrim once, a shtick, brought this guy the handwriting of Rabbi Neuberger. Right? They figured they'd get it. So big. Yeah. It was a famous Oscar in Tzorchei Tzibur, who was in charge of the Menahel Yeshiva in Baltimore. So the guy said, this man is in love with money, but only for others. He's involved in money for other causes. Amazing. Well, it's very similar to the Shuvah. That's the Yonatan Ben Yerush.
The other part I heard is that they brought the Rambam also.
They did.
They never saw such an organized
one. Right, that's true. Yeah. It was also, but it was at the same time. Minayin Lavi Od Shilosha. Now, we said that when it comes to the Beis Din of Esrim Shlosha, so we have the din of Shavtu Aida, Vitzilu Aida, that gives us 20. But where do we get the idea of 23? So what we said was, look, you have to have the ability to have 10 and 10 for the din. So you can't paskin on the base of less than 10. So you need 10 that are paskin this and 10 that are done in both directions. Plus, you can't paskin the din l'chiyuv on the basis of one, because lo ka tayatcha l'chova, atayatcha l'ra'a. So memela, you need to have two. So if you need to have two, then you need to have 23 so that you can have a majority of two. But then you'll never have a majority of two. Because sof sof, lira'al pishnayim lo mashkachatla, where you can have a majority of two. If you have 11, yachadasar mezakin, vishneimasar mechayvin, if your 23 is split between 11 and 12, so then you only have a majority of one and you can't paskin the chiev on that basis. If you're going to have 10 that are mezakin, and you'll have 13 that are mechayvin, so then you have a majority of three. So the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. Omer Rabbi Avo. Well, that's true. We're not saying every case is going to be determined that way. But Iyata Motse Ela B'mosifim V'divrei Hakol or B'Sanhedri Gedola Libet Rabbi Yehuda. The Omer Shivim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds there's an even number in Sanhedri Gedola, so then obviously you can have a majority of two. It's only if you have an uneven number that you'll never have a majority of two, because two becomes three. So you take one off the other side. Or there's another possibility. The other possibility is, if the Beis Din of 23, one of them says, I can't make up my mind. So this is any idea. Then we have to be Mosif Dayanim. When we're Mosif Dayanim, we add two to take the both possible sides. So then the guy who said he doesn't know is X'd out, so that we now have a Beis Din Shakul, even in a Sanhedrin Ketana. And therefore, you could have a case in which you will have a majority of two. So that would mean the Omer Rabbi Avu b'mosifin osim beitin shakul lechatchila. It ends up that we make a Beis Din Shakul. What do you mean? Of course. Pshita, in a sense, of a Farish of Mishnah. The Mishnah says later on, as we'll soon see, that if someone says any idea, we add to. So that does not mean that we have a Beis Din Shakul. No. Because ma'od etema haitekoma any idea command the ite dami. I would have thought that Lamaisa, we just have a Beis Din of 25. Because you'll say, well, I mean, if he doesn't know, so what's he going to do? Because Yomar Milta Shaminanle. Now, there's a machlokas, there's many different pshatim, Yomar Milta Shaminanle. Rashi learns that it means, it's not that the guy is saying, I don't know. The guy is saying, I don't know how to be machriya. So that means that he has svarot lakan alakan. Therefore, he should have a right to express his opinion, and his opinion counts on both sides. It can be much beyond people. So therefore, he really is a dayan that is involved in the din. And not only that, but other Rishonim say, if at that point he changes his mind and he says, no, actually I've made up my mind. So if at the time of the psak of the din he makes up his mind, so then he would join it. So then we wouldn't have a beis din shokol lekatchila. Kamash malan, therefore, what Rabbi Avu is saying is, no, you should know that once the guy says any idea, it's like he's not there. It's command delete dami. If afterwards now he tries to paskin, we do not accept him anymore as one of the dayanim. Rav Kahana, Sanhedrin, Shero, Kulan Lechova, Potrinoto. If there's a unanimous psak that this guy is chayev, he goes out stock free. My time. Because Kiva de Gmiri Halanat Din, Lamaved Leschuta. We have a Kabbalah that you cannot paskin a chiev on someone on the same day. You have to have overnight to sleep on it. Think about it. Talk it over with the others. There's nobody to talk it over with. Everybody's made up their mind. If everybody's made up their mind, you're unable to see it in any other way. Since you're unable to see it any other way, there's no way to do halana. And Mamela becomes out that we can't paskin his din. We have to let him go. So since you have to be lemaved leschuto, you have to be researching some way to be matzil him, vahani to lo chazulei, since everybody's already made up their mind, I'd like to see them figure out how that he should be potter. Once we're talking about the idea over here of similar to Moshe, you should know that there are things that we look for that go beyond simple yichus and not having mumin. You need to have balei koma, balei chokma, balei mar'ah. You have to have people who make an impression. They're tall and they're wise and they're good looking. To machlokas. Yeah. Because the physical height, like we find by Yishol, makes people respect us. Yeah, exactly. Makes people respect. Ubalei zikna, they have to be of age that they would be respected. Ubalei kishafim, they have to be bekiim in kishuf to be able to know the difference between someone who's just playing around and being a magician at the party, or somebody who's truly being osik in kishuf. Or according to others, they have to be able to be aimed against people that would attempt to change the din with kishuf. So they have to be now Baalei Kishafim, and they have to be Yodim B'Shivim Lashon. There need to be, we'll see later on, doesn't mean everyone, but there need to be members of the Sanhedrin that can speak 70 primal languages. Shalote Sanhedrin Shamat Mipia Maturgaman. We cannot have Edim showing up and saying over Edut, and then we will only hear what the Edim are saying because somebody is there translating. That's not Edut. How do we know that what the Edim are saying? What we're really doing is relying on the translator, but that's 8BP8. You can't have 8BP8. So Amela, there need to be members of the Sanhedrin that are able to understand the Edim. Furthermore, Omer of Yudom Arab, Ein Moshevin B'Sanhedrin Elamish Yodei Alatayer Et Asheretz Minat Torah. The guy has got to be able to prove to you that Asheretz is Tor Midiorites. Tosfos says this is ridiculous. What, are we involved in rhetoric over here? We're stopping the guy who's going to talk of nonsense? What will be the point of saying such a thing? So the Rabbeinu Tam explains that it doesn't mean literally. It means that he knows to explain why it is that there's no din of Tumas Neveles on a Sheretz. So a Sheretz will not be Metame B'Kezayit. Okay, or perhaps other issues by Tumas Ha'of. But Lamaisa, the Ramah says it means very literally exactly what it says. And it's not stam rhetorical nonsense. Because the truth is, you need to be able to weigh halachot. If you can't see other sides, you have a very black and white vision of what's happening. There are often times where something is 100% osur, but now you need to evaluate the level of its isur to know whether to be mitzarif, other tamim, to be matarid, or to be malamit zchus on a person who thought it was mutter, and so on and so forth. So if a guy can only see things one way, because this is the way that he was taught, and he can't break open the whole sugya to show you that it should be otherwise, but what can I do? The Torah says not like that. But it doesn't really make sense. So then he's not unable really to be raya the subtleties in a din. Omar Rab, ani adun v'tarenu. I'll give you an example of how to be metaira sheretz. Probably the correct use is Ravina. Uma nachash shememit umarbe tum'a tahor. If a nachash that goes around killing people or killing animals, and it's marbe tumas meis, tumas neveles, nonetheless, it's not included in the Shmona Shratzim, and in itself is tahor. So a sheretz, which is not memit umarbe tuma, eno din shei tahor, so it's a kavachomer, that it should be tahor. Galoi, I mean, that's silly. That's not a good kavachomer. Because, I mean, you could say the same. I mean, if something is acting like a thorn and it happens to kill people who get impaled on the thorn, so you're going to say the thorn should be tameh because it's marba tumah. No, it has nothing to do with it. It's entirely irrelevant that the thing happens to be a source of death, that should be nogea, whether it's metame, just because marba tumah through an act of kotz bialma. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, kol ir she'in ba shnayim ledaber v'yachad lishmoa, ein moshivim bo sanhedrin. If you don't have two people that can speak 70 languages, and one additional person that at least can understand, even though he can't talk well, but he understands what people are saying, then that city is not ra'ui for Sanhedrin Katana, because we don't have enough dayanim to be able to be a bezdin that can communicate with the edim. Right. In Beitar, there were actually three that could speak. And Biyavna, there were four. There was Rabbi Eliezer, there was Rabbi Yoshua, and there was Rabbi Akiva, who were smuchim. And there was also Shimon HaTimni, who wasn't somuch, because he was still a youngster. But he would be Dan Lefneim Bekarka, and he was also a Boki B'Shivim Lashon. Meitfei. Shlishit Chachama. A Sanhedrin that has a triple, meaning three people that could speak Shivim Lashon. That's called a Sanhedrin that has Chochma, which is kosher for Sanhedrin. Without Chochma and a Sanhedrin, it's obviously not a Ro'ui Sanhedrin. Rivi'it, if it's a foursome, couldn't be better. Ein Lamal Emena. But you said even a twosome is okay of speakers. Well, Hudi Amar Kehaitana, there is another Mandi Amar. Titania, Shnia, a double is Chachama, a triple is Ein Lamal Emena. Once we're already talking about klolim, and we should know, we spoke about Shimon HaTimni, you should know that when we use the words ha-danim, we said, lemeidim lifnei chachamim, people that we sometimes refer to, ha-lemeidim lifnei chachamim. Who does that refer to? That was Levi. Levi was lomad from Rebbe. When we say danim lifnei chachamim, that's a reference to Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoma, Hanan HaMitzri, and Hananya ben Chachinoy. Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak Masne, Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak in the Braita, he says that it's not referring to the four above, it's actually a reference to Chamisha, referring to Shimon, that is to say Shimon ben Azai, that was mentioned originally, the Shimon, referring to Shimon ben Zayma, and you have to remember the other Shimon. The other Shimon, of course, is what we referred to earlier, was Shimon HaTimni, and Hanan, meaning Hanan HaMitzri, and Hananya, meaning Hananya ben Chachinoi, Don Lifnei Chachomim, means that these were the ones who, because they were young, weren't smuchim, and they would sit on the karka itself, and they would sit and talk to the Chachomi Balocha, because even though according to their age they weren't smuchim, but they were really those that, had they been older, would have been together with the Chachomi. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Mati Chamisha, it's not four people, it's five people. It's Shimon, meaning Shimon ben Azai. It's Shimon, meaning Shimon ben Zoma. But it's also now Shimon, Hanan, v'Hananya. So it also includes Rabbi Shimon, together with Hanan and Hananya. Rabotenu Shebabavel refers to Rav and Shmuel. Rabotenu Sheberetz Yisrael refers to Rabbi Abba. The Dayane Gola refers to Karna. We know we saw many times in the Rashbam that he apparently had a gears of Karna v'Shmuel. Dayane Der Eretz Yisrael refers to Reb Ami and Reb Asi. Dayone de Pumpedita refers to Reb Papa Bar Shmuel. Dayone de Nahardo refers to Reb Adar ben Minyume. Sabi de Sura refers to Reb Huna and Reb Chista. Sabi de Pumpedita refers to Reb Yoda and Reb Ina. Harife de Pumpedita, the smarties in Pumpedita, refers to Eifan Avimi, the two sons of Rechova. The Amoroi of Pumpedita refers to Rabba and Reb Yosef. The Amoroi of Nahardo refers to Reb Chama.
Whereas the gears of the Nahar Belai, in Masno, that the Kavon in such a case would be to Rami Bar Barim, where some have the Girsi here, not Berabi, but rather Baruch.
Amri Beirav, people say in the Beis HaMedrash, is a reference to Rav Huna. What do you mean it's a reference to Rav Huna? But Rav Huna says Amri Beirav. How could it be a reference to Rav Huna? Ella Rav Hamnuna. Now, some say it's a reference to Rav Hamnuna, but others say it means it was Rav Hamnuna who made the reference to Amri Beirav, which was to Rav Huna. There's two ways of understanding this, whether we've changed our mind or whether we're re-quoting it in the name of Rav Nuna. Amri b'Ma'arava is Rabbi Yirmiyah. Sholchu mitam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael, is Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina. And Mechakola b'Ma'arava, they left at him in Eretz Yisrael. That's a reference to Rabbi Lazar. No, that's impossible. Because we have once, it says, Sholchu mitam, which according to you is Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, says Sholchu mitam, Ledive Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina. How could Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina be saying Ledive Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina? Whoops. Sorry, switch that around. It was the Sholchu mitam was Rabbi Lazar, and the Mechakola b'Ma'arava is Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina. So, we say that it requires 120. It seems to pick that out of a hat. Where do you get 120 required to have a bezdin of 23? So, where did you pick that up from? Well, it's very simple. You need 23 people in the Sanhedrin, okay? There's got to be at least 23. Now, you need in front of that Sanhedrin replacements for cases where you have ties or where somebody dies. So you need three shurot of Esrim Vishlosha. Okay, so that gives you Tishim Vitarte. Now, besides the 92, you have to have in a city Asara Batalim Shabbat Knesset, or you'll never find a minyan. So you have to have 10 people, according to some Rishonim, who are paid to learn in Kailo, so that there will always be a minyan in the Beit HaKnesset. Others learn that it means you need 10 people who are not working, they have nothing to do, so they hang around the Beit HaKnesset. So you have 10 retirees in town, and that gives us now, so Harei Me'avetre, that's 102. Now, the Beit Din requires two Sofrim in order to have them writing the words of the Chayim Mechayvim and the words of these are the court stenographers. Okay. You also need now Shnei Chazanim, who are in charge of giving Malkus and in charge of giving out subpoenas and so on. And then you need, you got to have two people that are coming to court. Otherwise, what's the court going to do? Is it going to sit there? So we need two people to come to court. Okay. Now, two people who come to court. this is an amazing picture. We've got a city that has nothing to do but to create a Sanhedrin for two people to come to court. Now, these two people are going to have to bring witnesses, okay? So then we need two Balei Dinim, two Edim, but Edim aren't kosher unless you can have Edim that is mezamim them. So you need now Edim to be mazim them. But then those Edim wouldn't be kosher unless they have to be afraid of Edim that would be mazim them. So you need Zomamei Zomamim that can now go around in a circle. Anyway, that brings us to 114. Now, the rest of them here, you see, Tanya, it says, Kol ir she'in ba'asara dvarim alalu, ein talmid chacham rashay ladur betocha. So if you don't have the requirements for a city, then a Talmid Chacham can't live there. So obviously we're not going to be able to make a bezdin. So you need a Beit Din, Makin, Va'onshin. Fine. You need a Kupa Shel Tzedakah. Kupa Shel Tzedakah requires two people to do the Gvia, and it requires three people to be Mechalek the money to avoid now any Cheshashot for the Gvia, and to be able to be done, who it is that's going to get the money. And it also has to have a Beit HaKnesset. It has to have a Beit HaMerchatz. And without that, it's not a very good city to live in. And you need to have a Beit HaKisei. And you need to have a Rofe. Now, similar to Rofe means literally a doctor. You can't live in a town without a doctor. Rashi learns that Rofe means a Mohel. And you have to have an Uman, which is a barber, the old-fashioned barber, the one who uses leeches, takes out blood. And now you need to have a Lavlar, because the Sofrei HaDayanim, they're busy in court writing the words of the one person that had come in to sue the other one person, and they spend their life doing this. So there needs to be somebody else that's available to write up contracts for the other people who are the supporters of this whole endeavor, and write out the Gitei Nashim and so on and so forth. So you absolutely have to have a Lavlar. Now, who's going to be teaching all the kids? You also have to have a Melame Tinokot. So Memela, Rabbi Akiva says, by the way, if you don't have a fruit store in town, forget about it, because Mine Piro Meirim Eteinayim, as we know from the story of the Yarod Dvash, you have to have a place in Shuk to buy some fruit. So anyway, that brings us up to 120 plus some very important requirements, such as a public bath, because who wants to live in a city where you can't walk into the Beit HaKnesset? So some learn that the number over here is 5, that include the 5 of the Gviya of the Kupa Tzedakah, the Chaluk of the Kupa Tzedakah, plus one other person who could be the Rofe and the Uman and the Lavlar and the Melamed Tinokot, sort of a Kolbo kind of guy, which would be 6.
Now, others learned that the two that were involved in the Gviyah were the two out of the three that were the giving out. They just needed another person with them. So then that would give us a total of three, and the extra three would be a Tabach, a Rofe, and a Lavlar, whereas the Melamed Tinokot could certainly be one of the Asara Batlanim, and an Uman, and a Rofe, obviously, can one individual.